Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Big Time. A Simple Path to Time Abundance is a non-fiction time management book by Laura Vanderkam, a writer and productivity expert known for exploring how people use their hours in everyday life. The book argues against the common assumption that time is always scarce and must be treated as a hostile, tightly rationed resource. Instead, Vanderkam presents time as something that can feel abundant when people understand how they actually spend it and make deliberate choices about what deserves attention. Drawing on her long-running time-tracking practice and research into the schedules of real people, she offers a practical framework for rethinking busyness without pretending that responsibilities disappear. The purpose of the book is not to help readers squeeze more tasks into the day, but to help them build a more spacious relationship with time through clearer priorities. Better awareness and small but strategic changes in daily routine. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing time from scarcity to abundance. The book's central argument is that many people relate to time as if it were permanently in short supply, which creates stress, defensiveness. Defensive in the sense that every hour must be protected. Vanderkam challenges that assumption by suggesting that time feels scarce, partly because people think about it too narrowly, usually only in terms of the current day. Her approach encourages a broader view in which time can be allocated more flexibly across a week or a year. This shift matters because scarcity thinking often leads to passive scheduling, where outside demands dictate the shape of the day. By contrast, time abundance is presented as a more active stance even when obligations are real. People still have room to choose, adjust, and reprioritize. The book does not deny limits, but it argues that the perception of constant shortage is often worse than the actual constraint. Often, that distinction is important, because changing the frame changes behavior. People who see time as workable are more likely to use it intentionally rather than reactively. Secondly, using time tracking to replace anxiety with evidence. A major practical tool in the book is time tracking. Vanderkam treats it as a diagnostic method rather than a self-punishment exercise. Many people underestimate how much time they actually have because they remember pressure more vividly than ordinary or unproductive stretches. Logging the day in detail makes invisible patterns visible how much time is spent working, commuting, relaxing, scrolling, waiting, or switching between tasks. That evidence can be uncomfortable at first, but it is useful because vague feelings of overwhelm are difficult to improve. Once people see where their hours go, they can distinguish genuine constraints from habits that merely feel urgent. The book emphasizes that the point is not perfect optimization. Instead, the value of tracking lies in revealing discretionary time that was psychologically hidden. This helps explain why people who track their time often feel less trapped, even when their schedules do not change dramatically. The insight is practical, as well as emotional. Better self-knowledge creates a more realistic basis for planning than memory or assumption alone. Thirdly, thinking in weekly and yearly time blocks instead of daily pressure. Another important idea is that the 24-hour day is too small a unit for understanding a full life. Vanderkam encourages readers to think in terms of the 16-8-hour week and the 8-70-60-hour year, which makes it easier to see that time exists in larger, more usable blocks than daily stress suggests. This broader perspective is especially important for people who assume that one crowded day means there is no room for meaningful activity at all. In reality, a week can contain both work obligations and enough open space for exercise, reading, family time, side projects, or rest, even if these do not fit neatly into every single day. The book uses this larger frame to reduce the emotional intensity of daily scheduling conflicts. It also helps readers make better trade-offs, because some goals do not require daily attention, only consistent attention over time. This is one of the book's more structural contributions. It changes the unit of analysis, which changes the conclusions people draw about what is possible. Fourthly, turning ambitious goals into daily actions and small bets. Vanderkam's approach to long-term goals is grounded in scale reduction. Rather than treating major projects as overwhelming blocks of future effort, she recommends breaking them into smaller, repeatable actions that can fit into ordinary life. This matters because many goals fail not from lack of importance but from poor integration into the schedule. A large objective such as writing, training, studying, or building a new habit becomes much more feasible when it is translated into daily bite-sized steps. The book also introduces the idea of making little bets, meaning modest experiments or attempts that increase the chances of progress without requiring complete certainty. That logic reflects a practical understanding of momentum. Small commitments are easier to start, easier to sustain, and easier to recover from if they go wrong. The book's value here is that it links productivity to realism. Instead of promising dramatic transformation through heroic discipline, it shows how steady, low-friction action can create cumulative gains over time. This makes the framework useful for readers who struggle with perfectionism or large, intimidating ambitions. Lastly, treating everyday life as schedulable, not merely reactive. A distinctive feature of the book is its insistence that time abundance is not only about work output. It is also about making room for the parts of life that give days texture and meaning. Vanderkam pays attention to leisure, relationships, and overlooked pockets of time that often disappear when people focus only on urgency. This is important because many productivity books intensify the sense that time should be spent only on measurable accomplishment. Big Time takes a broader view. If readers only optimize work, they may still feel deprived because the real issue is whether their lives include enough intentional space. The book suggests that people can become more satisfied not by filling every gap, but by noticing and using the gaps that already exist. That approach has a practical implication. Scheduling should protect not just duties, but also restorative and personally meaningful activities. In a crowded field of time management books, this emphasis on spaciousness rather than compression is what gives the book its identity. It seeks not maximum efficiency, but a more balanced experience of the hours already available. In conclusion, Big Time is best suited for readers who feel chronically busy, but who suspect that the problem is not only workload and may also involve perspective, habits, and planning. It will be especially useful for professionals, parents, and other people managing many obligations at once, as well as readers who have tried conventional productivity advice and found it too mechanical or guilt-producing. The book offers practical value through time tracking, weekly planning, and small step goal setting. But its deeper benefit is conceptual. It helps readers notice that time can be organized more flexibly than the daily pressure of the clock suggests. Compared with many books in the time management genre, it stands out for its calm, research-based tone and its emphasis on abundance rather than optimization. It does not treat every minute as a problem to solve. Instead, it asks readers to build a more spacious, realistic relationship with their own hours. That makes it both practical and distinctive within the category. If you would like to support Laura Vanderkam, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.